Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and tomorrow, of course, we'll have more on the primaries on primary day. But to end today's show, I want to switch gears to talk about and invite you to talk about a controversy brewing for President Biden that we haven't mentioned on the show yet. To sum it up, the Roman Catholic bishops of the United States are laying the groundwork to prevent President Biden, a devout Catholic, from receiving communion over his support for abortion rights. If you were on the New York Times website yesterday, you may have seen the article titled, "In Rift with Biden, a Dramatic Show of Force by a Conservative Catholic Movement." Well, if you missed it, the article gave an update to that controversial campaign from a group of bishops against this country's second ever Catholic president, Joe Biden. Just last week, the United States conservative bishops voted overwhelmingly to draft guidelines for communion because of his support of abortion rights, although one stance on abortion, we should say, is not something usually disclosed at church. And apparently it doesn't stop there. The movement has even drawn scrutiny from the Vatican. Pope Francis preached this month that communion, quote, is not the reward of saints, but the bread of sinners, unquote. And the Times also quoted Antonio Spadaro, a Jesuit priest and close ally of Francis, who said the concern in the Vatican is not to use access to the Eucharist as a political weapon. But according to one of the bishops, Kevin C. Rhodes, from a diocese in Indiana, there is a special obligation of those who are in leadership because of their public visibility. So Catholic listeners, this is a call-in segment, and we're throwing it open for you. What is your opinion of this standoff? Do you think the bishops have the right, no matter what your stand on abortion rights, do they have the right to stipulate the sacrament? 646-435-7280. Catholic listeners, should a public figure have to answer for their stances in church? In this instance, Biden on his stance on abortion rights. Give us a call, 646-435-7280. Did this come up in church yesterday by any chance for anybody who attended Mass yesterday? 646-435-7280. Do you agree with the Vatican, meaning Pope Francis, who's not wild about what the bishops are doing, apparently, that this is a way of politicizing the Eucharist? And if you're progressive on abortion rights, what if the shoe was on the other foot? What if there was some kind of anti-poverty stance or something else that supports the social justice side of the Catholic Church that some politicians who were Catholic were really going against? Would you be more for it in that case? Do you want them to support your politics by considering denying communion to politicians who you think violate important aspects of Catholic teaching, ones that you may consider more important than the ones having to do with abortion or with sexual relations? 646-435-7280. Catholic listeners, 646-435-7280. And we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now to your calls on Biden and the bishops. And Larry in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Larry.
Hey, hi. And thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say, you know, I read the several Times stories on this issue, and I just want to point out that the Times tends to exaggerate this a bit. We went through this quite a while ago with John Kerry under a much more conservative pope, and it still didn't happen that the USCCB approved any document requiring that public officials who are arguably pro-abortion be denied communion. And there is zero chance of this actually happening. Zero. I mean, mathematically, the votes required and Vatican approval required for this sort of thing, it's just not going to happen. It's a scare story. There's some validity to it because there is kind of a nutcase conservative wing among American Catholic bishops, but it's not going to carry the day. It just can't. It literally cannot.
Interesting. And from your understanding of the history of this,
yeah,
does it somehow trickle down to individual priests even who won't offer communion to some of these politicians? And you're right, this is not a new issue. This came up with John Kerry, as you say. It came up once upon a time with Mario Cuomo when he was governor of New York.
Right. And that's state politics. That's a different ballgame, kind of. But kids, certainly Kerry is very comparable. I seem to have lost you.
I was just wondering if you know of whether or not it trickles down to actual individual priests denying communion to actual politicians.
I'm sure it can. I mean, I'm not, in the church hierarchy. I can't speak for them, but I don't think individual priests are supposed to go off on their own without the approval of their bishops.
Larry, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate that context. Jeff in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What you got for us?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I belong now to the Episcopal Church, which, for people who don't know, is a Protestant denomination, but it only separated from the Catholic Church because of Henry VIII. It's part of the Anglican community. And so our services and our prayers and our liturgy and many of our beliefs are very similar. However, one of the reasons that I joined the Episcopal Church, being an ex-Catholic, and a lot of ex-Catholics go there, is because the Episcopal Church would never even consider this outrageous idea of withholding the body and blood of Christ from a believer because of some political belief, abortion or otherwise. As far as we're concerned, Jesus died, suffered horribly, and died for us. And right before he did that, he expressed his belief that and desire that we have communion every Sunday. And it is for everyone, the sinners, the saints, everyone in between. So your previous caller said he doesn't think there's any chance this is going to go through, but I think it's more important than that. It's not just if it'll go through or not. It's that some Catholic priests and bishops are even considering it is, as far as the Episcopal Church and myself believes, it's just an outrageous withholding of God's love from people who need it.
Jeff, thank you so much for your call. Liz in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Liz.
Hi. I have to say I'm very moved by what the gentleman in front of me just said, because that is the part of my faith that is the most troubling to me, that we are denying the solace of the communion to people just because we think we know what's in their head and heart. We don't know what someone is thinking or feeling personally. The fact that that our president is not openly against abortion as a political and for the rest of the world and the rest of the country doesn't mean that that's where he is personally. And we don't get to make those kinds of decisions for other people. It's very upsetting to me. So that's the reason I called. Thank you for taking my call. I'm sorry, I should have started
Sure,
there.
No, Liz, that was great. But let me ask you, what if the shoe was on the other foot politically? What if it was a Catholic leader who had committed some kind of horrible human rights abuses of dissenters, jailed people, committed torture, whatever it was? How would you feel about communion being used as, in a certain sense, a punishment or an incentive in a case like that?
I hear you, but I think that's a slippery slope, because one of the tenets of our faith is that up until the very last second, you can have extreme unction and you can, confess your sins and be forgiven. So to say that someone who did something terrible doesn't get to have communion, it's not the same thing as saying, I think they should be held accountable for their actions. That's different. This is not accountability. This is about solace and belief and getting God's love in your heart. It's not the same thing.
Liz, thank you very much. Opinion. Thank you. Thank you very much. And Ralph and Hazlitt, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ralph.
Hi, how are you? This is just another Republican smokescreen with the abortion issue, you know, get somebody stirred up about that. I'm really annoyed with the president because he's physically advocating for experimental vaccines to be injected into your holiest temple, your body. And he wants to punish people that don't have that done. Now, that goes directly against all religious texts that say you are the owner of your temple and to keep, you know, it holy and do not put all this junk in it. And God knows what you're putting in with these experimental vaccines. And this is where the church has never taken an issue with the poor, the taxation, the wars. So it's just a smokescreen. They don't care about the real social issues. They don't care about the babies.
Ralph, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay, well, you know, I always do call people out when they do a bait and switch with our screener. And Ralph did not disclose that he was going to be an anti-vaxxer and try to put it in that context. But there he was. Donald in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Donald.
Oh, hi, Brian. I'm a Catholic since 1994. Before that, I was Protestant. I've always thought that the weaponization of the host has been a kind of scandal. I mean, you know, people who are divorced without approval of the church are not supposed to take the host. I don't understand this. This makes no sense to me. And I'm really on the side of Pope Francis with this, which is to say that the host should be a generous offering to people who are looking for salvation and help and cure in their own lives. And I would just also point out that Biden, as a Democrat, is not just a proponent for a particular policy in the church. He has to run the entire Democratic Party. So I think I'll just leave it at that.
Thank you very much. We're going to go next to Carmen in Bronxville. Carmen, you're on WNYC.
Thank you so much for taking my call. As a Catholic, I would say that, you know, I'm really disheartened by what this political movement by our bishops. I've written out to Cardinal Dolan as well as to the U.S. bishops to let them know that as a Catholic, you should never use you know, the Eucharist as a weapon against anyone who, and this is something that we as a community have to come together really and have some type of solution to the issue of abortion. We should not, you know, we should take this time and really find why are we doing this? Why are our young ladies feeling that this is, you know, the only option, a social option, a social issue, a humanitarian crisis, versus using this as a political stunt.
What if the shoe was on the other foot, as I've been asking other callers?
Yep.
What if it was about the death penalty? What if it was about other kinds of human rights? How would you feel about that?
You know, again, I think it's like the lady was saying before, it's a slippery slope. I really think that you it's like apples to oranges, I really think. And so I really wouldn't even want to attempt to address that. But I think it's addressing the issue. I think people are forgetting what it means to be Catholic anymore. So I think so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, in our last 20 seconds or so, that the bishops and others on the other side of that would say human life begins at conception, and so
correct.
Many people, as they see it, have
yes.
died as a result of abortion, that it's in its own category.
Sure. And what people forget, again, is why is it happening? So just by putting, it's not going to solve us. That's not going to be the solution to making a law out of it. So you have to find solutions and come together to find out.
Thank you very much for your call.
Thank
Thanks
you
to
so
all
much.
Of you for all your calls on this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.